everything that is really good about Rochester is in these songs. And it's a thumbnail sketch. I mean, you can grab it in an instant what qualities were, you know, people were so proud of. And the thing is, it's all about quality.
What are those things that the songs are about that people were proud of in Rochester 100 years ago?
Well, manufacturing being one. The second, association of all different varieties, association with an institution like a school or with the city itself or with an organization like the Commercial Travelers Association. There's a song for them in there. So each constituency has its own song and each reason for forming a strong identity around it. So it's really, really a nice snapshot of everything. And you get everything in a thumbnail sketch, so it's immediately clear to you what people are proud of.
Wonderful. So these are short songs?
Short songs.
That people would sing at gatherings on a regular basis?
Yeah, easy to learn, catchy, funny. They're funny. We can't get through a rehearsal. It's been very bad for choral decorum because we can't keep a straight face singing these. There's a lot of double entendre. You know exactly why, or you can imagine why people are taking other people up the river, you know. And so it's hysterical.
What are some of the lyrics?
Well, one of my favorite is Lucky Man.
You're a lucky man to be by the dear old Genesee. You're a lucky man to be in Rochester.
And I like it in perspective of some of the recent publicity Rochester has had, that it's one of the leading towns in the United States that people leave for some other reason and return to later in their life for the quality of life that they enjoyed, you know, as young people growing up here. And I think that's something really to be proud of now, to remember when we talk so much about the brain drain that happens here and have jobs fleeing and youth fleeing the area. You know, people do come back here, and they come back and do something really good. And so Lucky Man says, "Lucky man, stay there if you can. Don't you ever, ever go away from her, Rochester. You know, you're a lucky man to be by the beautiful Genesee. You know, never stray from Rochester." And so that's a nice sentiment. And the reason we're sort of choosing that as the focal point is, you know, really there's a lot to be proud of here that people have maybe overlooked or become accustomed to and, you know, and taken for granted.
Or we have someone else sing about for us in some other way through television or through advertising. So we hear the singing, but we're not doing it ourselves.
Isn't that funny? Yeah.
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 Huh.
And quality is the issue. You know,
what do you mean?
Rochester made means quality is what the title song. So it was manufacturing. It was Rochester's being a hub of the raw materials that somehow the technology and imagination for doing something really great with existed here and here alone, you know. So the innovation was part of it. And those are the things that you notice about Rochester as an outsider coming to the city, that handmade things are very important and strong here, that quality has always been very important and strong here. And then, you know, the idea of one technological stream going on with one cultural stream going on. And I think that was George Eastman's central philosophy, that both should exist side by side and flourish in the same community to make it strong and rich.
Well, wonderful. Thank you so much for coming in, Eric.
It's great to talk to you, Brenda. Thank you so much.